Jack Diamond Morning Show. Spotlight on Jimmy.
I always say I don't like drama. I don't like drama in relationships. And he's funny. He said, what's funny, Jimmy, you may not like drama, but you like people who like drama.
Mix 107.3.
Funny, coming from one of the most dramatic people we know.
You court drama.
Who? You do. Mm-hmm. You.
How dare you, Jack?
Drama queen, you.
I have a horrible, horrible problem. My subconscious is out of control. Out of control. It has a life of its own. I mean, as a subconscious would.
As in dreaming?
Yeah. Yeah. I've now twice had a dream, a very inappropriate dream, about somebody that works here.
An inappropriate?
Yeah.
Well, Erica.
Male or female?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, good question. Right?
Wow.
The dream music.
And it's not a desire thing. It's It's really not, which is what's strange about it. So I don't know.
I was about to say, if that helps you sleep at night, but it hasn't. It actually keeps you up.
Cut to the chase. Who?
Well, oh, I'm not saying that.
Male or female, then?
Male.
And all these years, finally, the Dr. Desire Diamond right over there finally caught your feminine ways.
I've been rejecting Jimmy for 23 years, but Eric.
I know the feeling.
And now I see him.
Oh, yeah.
All right, tell us what department.
You have to tell us something. No.
Oh, this is...
I'm not...
Come on.
Who do you think it is?
I think she's having dreams about our boss, Rob.
Do you think it's Rob?
Oh, my God. I can't say yay or nay to anybody, because then you'll just go through the list, and then you'll...
And Rob is married, so I'm not...
He does have that slow burn Southern charm.
Listen,
it's... Southern charm, yeah.
Right? No, that Southern thing going on?
Yeah.
It's not... I don't want this person.
Oh, you know, well, we're just talking in general terms here.
This person doesn't want me, I'm sure, but now I can't look him in the eyes.
I hope not. We don't need a drama around here.
I know.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that our boss Rob's wife is from Texas, and you don't want her showing up. Melinda showing up at your house.
On me.
Yeah, yes, she would. Yeah. And Melinda, my money's on you, love.
Yeah.
That hussy Erica, boy, I'll tell you, she did.
Good girl. Why did we forget this?
Wait, so, it might not be Rob, though. It could be.
It might not be. So now I have to see him. I was in the elevator with him the other day. And you know, remember.
Was he naked in your dream?
Obviously.
Oh.
So I remember I used to blush badly. I felt this flush creep up my neck, and I couldn't put a sentence together because I've seen him naked.
Mm.
I mean, not really, but in your dream.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't it funny what your desire will do to you in the elevator,
Jack? It's not that. I swear, that's what's so strange about it. Like, if I had to, I were on a desert island, I probably wouldn't. No, it's not.
You really wouldn't if you were on a desert island.
Yeah, maybe on a desert
and he
island.
Were the only option, you wouldn't. Rob, I apologize.
No,
I expected so much
Rob.
More from her.
Her employee review is coming up, and I'm sure you'll be.
God.
Erica, would you like to do an air check session or some more Chardonnay?
It's not.
Duly noted.
I swear. This is somebody I don't even really have to deal with much on a face-to-face
basis. Oh, it's Jason Kidd.
Oh, my God. So now I avoid him. Now I see him at the end of a hallway, and I whoop, take a hard left.
All right, it's Bill Hess. All right, come on.
Stop. Oh, I like Bill. I don't want to be inappropriate about Bill.
Jake?
I can't. You guys... Because then you'll know.
Ken, our sales manager.
I think it's Ken Roberts.
Ken Roberts.
Definitely
manager.
Ken.
Very debonair.
Dashing.
He's
a
good
man.
Good suits.
Confident.
Good suits.
He smells good.
He dresses well. Why would I want to...
Oh.
Whoa.
I think we're close now. She's blushing again.
She used to do this amazing thing
where we could always tell if Erica was telling the truth because she was like
I'm a physical mood ring.
You were like a thermometer.
Yeah.
I'm like a lava lamp.
How did you stop that?
It's mind over matter, Blair.
So in your dream, is it more romantic or is it more wild?
It's wild.
Wow.
And I don't know why.
Because everybody likes taboo, and everybody likes to stick their toe in taboo without diving completely
in. And here's the worst part of it. It happens here.
Oh, please.
This is not a romantic setting.
Call Rex.
Please
get Rex in here.
Yeah, but Jack, have you ever had
No, not in the studio, in the office.
Have you ever had a dream about a coworker?
Yes.
You have?
Oh. Yeah. A romantic...
Maybe everybody does.
I don't think so.
It's been a long time, but probably, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not strange.
In your dreams, all fun and games, you get your head knocked into a microphone. You don't need that.
Well, you have, haven't you? Well, you had a nightmare about one.
Yeah. That was real life, Jack. That was real life.
He and his boa.
Yeah.
How about you? I mean, Blair.
I've never had a Waka Waka dream.
Come on, you have one about Chio. Give me a break, please. You want to cut off a slice of that man mountain.
Not even about a make-out kind of dream. Not even like a little...
Jack, I think to...
Friends, yeah, but not coworkers.
Jack, friends, that's...
I think to just to help Erica get over this.
Yes, Jimmy.
That she should confront this gentleman.
Oh, my God.
And admit it to him, and then the dreams will go away.
On Facebook Live.
Yeah. Oh, I... Lisa has the battery fully charged iPhone in the tripod. So we bring Ken Roberts down here later and or Jason. We bring Jason and Ken down.
What?
Sort of the opposite ends of the spectrum. Because you got the buttoned up executive and you got the flip flop wearing kid from Annapolis.
Yeah.
I think we bring them both in here and I think we do a little Facebook Live, Jason, Kid, and Ken Roberts.
It's not one of them.
Well, believe me, after that, we'll figure out who it is. We've gone at both ends of the spectrum of the building. I know it's Chris Plant, isn't it?
Oh, my God. No, I'll never say. You know why? Because it will be entirely more awkward knowing that you guys know.
No,
then you'll watch
Joe Ardinger!
Joe!
We love Joe.
Yeah, it's all fun and games. Now, Ronan Farrow is going to write an article about Erica. And we do that. We got to be careful.
Erica has been within one degree of the entire staff, apparently.
No, it's my subconscious. I can't help it. I wish I could. I don't want to have that dream again.
Well, things go the way they've gone in Erica's life. The next guy who fires her, she'll marry, so we'll know.
Right? Yeah. Good point.
97.3 wants